Praise God. So again, I just want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight to the Dream Team Prayer Line. Praise God. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your mercy. This is the day that you've made, and God, we've determined we will rejoice. We will praise your name. We are glad, God, that you have chosen us and for such a time as this. Now, Lord, allow your word to minister to us tonight. Praise God. We are thanking you in advance. And Lord, I ask that the hearts of the people be prepared, that they be open to receive what thus saith the Lord. Because God, I know that your word will not go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish that it set out to do. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way. Use me to your will for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You will find me in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And background, a very short background. See, King Solomon, he reminded the Lord of the covenant that he had made with his father David. He began to pray, and he began to earnestly acknowledge the holiness of God. And he proclaims that, Lord, there is no God like you. I'm paraphrasing this so that you'll understand that there's nobody like you, God. And God, just the way you were with my father, David, God, I need you to listen to my prayer earnestly. So Solomon, he cried out unto the Lord on behalf of the people of Israel. And he asked the Lord, said, Lord, would you hear their cry? Would you hear their supplication, Lord? He even had different scenarios that, Lord, if this happens, will you hear the people? Lord, if this happens, will you have your ears open? God, will your eyes be open? Will your mercy be there for us? So he asked if God would hearken unto their cry. And then, Lord, if you would just allow us to go back, take us back to the land that you had already promised and given to our fathers. That's the kind of prayer that Solomon began to pray. And then one part of the scripture says, Oh, Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. And you know, right there, he's asking God, remember. And not only that, it says, Lord, God, don't forget me. God, just listen to my prayer. And he asked God earnestly. See, this is letting us know, this is letting you and I know, that there's no way that we can come to the Lord before his presence any old kind of way. He really prepared the way to receive an answer from the Lord. And we cannot come before God's presence any kind of way, but we got to acknowledge his holiness. We have to humble ourselves. So the scripture says, when Solomon made an end of praying, the scripture says fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and all the sacrifices. And the scripture says the glory of the Lord filled the house, and so much so that the priests could not even enter into the temple because of God's glory. My. You know, that's praying. Oh, my God. That is praying and to receive from the Lord. My God. So that scripture that I'm asking you to turn to with 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God has said, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and then I will heal their land. So in other words, God has spoken and he answered. He answered Solomon. And he's saying, Solomon, in so many words, here's what you have to do. If you want me to hear your prayer, if you want to see healing in the land. Solomon, here's what we need to do. And that is speaking to us as well, even though at the time Solomon was praying. So, and at the time that the priest would have to go in and enter into the temple, and only the high priest could do this, and they had to be holy and all. But the Bible says the spirit and the presence, the glory of God filled the temple to the point that the priest couldn't even enter in. My God, that is prayer, my Lord. And so Solomon, he's saying, here's what you have to do. Here's how you have to hearken unto the cry. If you want me to hearken to the cry of the people, in other words, the answers to your prayers, it will be conditional. If you notice, the first part of that scripture says, if. The word if is conditional. If you do this, he says, but if my people, which are called by my name, that's talking to the people of God. That's talking to you and I as Christians. If we are the people of God, we are called by the name of Christ. We are the sons and daughters of Christ. If, he's saying, it's conditional, if my people, if you would, hearken, if you would, just number one, humble yourself. So in other words, he's saying, provided that my people, provided that Christians, provided that the people who claim to love me, provided that people who are my followers, provided that folks who claim to be born again believers in Christ. God was not talking to the heathen, but he's talking to his very own people. He's talking to you and I. Say amen to that. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. It's a saying, number one, if you humble yourself, that's the first thing he's requiring. He says, humble yourself. Let me tell you, it takes discipline to humble yourself. In fact, it takes discipline to do each one of these points. But right now, he said, number one, humble yourself, realizing that God resists the proud, the scripture says, but he will give grace and mercy unto the humble. See, before God can use us or even depend on us, we have to be willing to be obedient to his word. And let me tell you, that brings me to my topic. The topic tonight for the thought for this tonight is, can God depend on you? That's the question. Can God depend on you? So number one, he's saying, number one, humble yourself. Humble yourself. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. James 4 and 10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So that's the first thing he was saying to Solomon. Solomon, tell the people, if you will humble yourself. See, in the book of Philippians, Paul tells them to have no confidence in the flesh. He runs down his resume, so to speak. He says, I've been this and I'm that, and I've been, you know, I've learned in the best, and you know, I was top in this, and I have accomplished a lot of things. But he's saying that I count all of my accomplishments, all of my creed, all that I have and I am, and all my status, he says, I count it as dung, that I may win Christ, that I may be found of him, not having my own righteousness, he says, but the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. He says, that I may know Christ, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. He said, being made conformable unto his death. My God, that is saying something. I mean, you know, Paul was the best of the best as far as in the Sanhedrin, army, and so forth. He was just tops. But he says, I don't count that at all. He says, but just to know Christ and him crucified, know him in his fellowship of his sufferings. I ask the question again, can God depend on you? Are you one of those people, he says, that are called by my name? Will you humble yourself. And the next thing he says, to pray. And we know the scripture says man should always pray and not faint. In other words, not give up. We have to pray. I'm going to read a portion of Romans 12, 9 through 13. I'm going to be reading the Amplified version. It says, love one another. We're talking about praying now. Love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. We have to love one another. We have to show that appreciation one to another. And another part of scripture says, prefer your brother, your sister ahead of you. That's the kind of love we have to do. Never, the next verse says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow, be shining, burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. We serve God as we serve one another. Verse 12, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. Pursue the practice of hospitality. So in other words, here we go. This is the instruction he gave to Solomon for the people. If my people who are called by my name, number one, if you will humble yourself, and number two, if you would pray. The scripture tells us more that be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Can God depend on you to humble yourself? Can God depend on you to pray, to be instant in prayer, praying one for another with you, with the glow of Christ shining freely, just emanating from your very being? Then he says, the other third thing he says to Solomon, tell the people this. He said, and seek my face. He said, seek the presence of the Lord. Stay before the Lord. We need to learn the ways of the Lord. That's what he's saying. Not just be seeking his hand and just asking for something all the time. But no, say, Lord, I need more of you, God. I'm here. I'm just in your presence. I'm just serving you just because of you. God, I just love you, God. I just want to be in your presence because of who you are, God, I want to draw closer to you, seeking God's face. When he sees that humbleness, when you pray that kind of prayer, and then when you're seeking him just for him, because he's been just so good. If God never does anything else for you and I, leave me. The fact that we are saved, the fact that he has washed us in the blood of Jesus Christ, the fact that he has given us eternal life. He said that I have come, this is what Jesus says, that you might have life and you may have this life more abundantly. We need to seek the face of God. Again, can God depend on you? And the last thing he said, Solomon, tell the people, not only if you humble yourself, not only to pray, not only to seek my face, but I want you to tell them to turn from their wicked ways. In other words, repent. And people of God, it's nothing wrong. In fact, I do this all the time. I take a daily inventory of my life. That's what you and I need to do. Daily, Lord, look. Shine the light from heaven on me. Shine it through you, his word. That's why it's important to stay in the word of God. I'm teaching good teaching tonight. I'm teaching sound doctrine tonight. Sound doctrine that's going to help you to grow, that's going to grow us up in the Lord. He says, repent. Take daily inventory of your life. God, if there's anything in me that's not like you, God, take it out. Cleanse me, God. Draw me closer like to you. See, when you stay before God, when you stay in the face of God, then you can see yourself. You begin to be revealed to you that where you are and where we need to grow closer to him. Amen. It just, you can't help from being humble when you come into the presence of the Lord. Amen, somebody. So repent. And in other words, get rid of the small foxes. The scripture says that so easily it destroys the vine. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you as to the right kind of folks that you need to be around, the kind of people that's going to enhance your growth in Christ, and vice versa. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you come into a room, when you come into a presence of people, there ought to be a shining, there ought to be a glow about you. You don't have to open your mouth, but just being filled with the Spirit of God makes a difference. Somebody will notice. Somebody will pay attention. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. So think about it. Can you imagine what this world would be like and the things that we could accomplish if the so-called Christians, if the people, as the scripture says, that are called by his name, if we would humble ourselves, if we would pray as he said so, and if we would seek the face of God, and if we would turn, repent, go away from our wicked ways. Can you imagine what would be done? He said he would heal the land. Hallelujah. If we all got on one accord together, what a change it would be. What a change it would be in our communities. What a change it would be even in our nation. If people got together, Christians coming together in prayer, believing God, one accord, one purpose, praying to the Almighty God, things, changes would come about. So can God depend on you? Are you willing to let go and let God? Are you willing to allow the Lord to grow you up in him? It's time. People of God, it is time. The Bible says, men, we have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. There's so much in this world that is just, there's just so much adversities and hatred, but that's okay. We don't have to worry about that. When you have yourself right in God. Hallelujah. When you have yourself steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, God can get a work done. See, you and I, we are commissioned to go out into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I realize not all of us have a pulpit ministry, but all of us have a ministry. But we can minister. We can shine bright for the Lord wherever we go, in the supermarket, on your job, in your home. Love and the Christianity and the peace of God, all of that starts right at home, and then it spreads abroad. And let folks see the love of Jesus. So the question is again, can God depend on you? My God. This is the word for tonight. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I says, God, help me to get into the place where I need to be. Yes, Lord, I want you to be able to depend on me. Because we look at this, that so much is in the balance and everything. We're people. If we would humble ourselves, we would pray, we would seek his face, and we would turn away from our wicked ways. He says, I would hear from heaven, and I would heal the land. I'll forgive your sin. Hallelujah. He says, I will heal the land. Our land needs healing. Oh, my God, natural healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing. My God. Look at the way that COVID is running rampant, my Lord. But if my people, we can make a difference, saints. That's what the word says. And God's word means exactly what it says. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for his word tonight. I don't know about you, but I found myself deep in this word tonight that says, God, I could see myself. Help me, God. Let me be able to be more humble before you. God, that I will pray. I have a more intensified prayer life. That's where I get out of it. Intensify my prayer life. Intensify the way I would seek your face just to be able to enter into your presence. Oh, my God, I know about a week ago or so I ministered about the presence of the Lord. His very presence is a gift and a reward to us just to be in his presence. When the presence of God shows up, everything has to be all right. Hallelujah. There'll be nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing burned, no heaviness. Heaviness will have to go. Hallelujah. Mediocre things have to go. Oh, my God. We will be powerful if we follow what the scripture has to say. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord, we love you, God. We thank you, Father. God, we just acknowledge you tonight. As Solomon said, there is no God like you. There is no one else like you, Father. And Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for revealing how that we need to be sincere fear when we come before your presence. You told us how to come before your presence with singing and thanksgiving and, oh God, and praises and worship you, Lord God. Why? Because God, you are worthy to be praised. Oh yes, you are. And God, we just thank you. We give your name praise. We thank you, Father, for being merciful unto us. We thank you for your long-suffering, God. God, we realize that we could have been consumed, but your grace and your mercy and your goodness that's everlasting said no. Hallelujah. Mercy said no. God, we thank you for another opportunity that we hear your word tonight, because we know that your word is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. God, we see we have found ourselves in your word tonight, God. Hallelujah. Make us, God, where we need to be fixed, God. Make us more like you, God. Oh, my God. God, just allow us to be more humble before you, Lord. Be humbled in our daily lives. Be humbled in the people that we are around, God. Help us, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to control our mouth. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. Help us control our thinking. Control our mouths, Lord, that we would speak the things that are pleasing to you, Father, that we will think good, godly thoughts, God. Hallelujah, Father. God, help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to pray, God. If ever a time we need to pray, Father, it is right now, Father. People are dying every day, Father. People are being lost every day. My God, they're slipping into judgment. Father, help us. Yes, Father, you can depend on us, God. God, we want you, God, to be able to use us, God, that we would be ambassadors, strong soldiers in your army, Father. Help us, Father, to put on the whole armor of God right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, grow us up in you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, God, where we are weak, God. Hallelujah. Build us up where we're torn down, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the body of Christ right now at large. We pray, God, for every person on this dream team line, God, on this prayer line tonight, God. Oh, my God, that you, God, would put that hunger and thirst after righteousness deep down in our hearts, Lord. It is you, God, that calls us to do the right thing anyway, God. It is by your Spirit, God. It's not by power nor by might, but it's by your Spirit, Holy Ghost. Have your way, God, right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we come against, Lord, this COVID, Lord. Oh, my God, there's so many people have come down with this COVID. My God, but you are able, God. You are more than able to raise them up again. Father, we pray. You already said, if my people, God, we are praying, God, we are turning, God, we are looking to you, because you are the author. You are the finisher of our faith, Father. In the name of Jesus, you told us to pray. You told us to call for the elders of the church, that we can pray, God, we can pray the prayer of faith, Father, and that you, oh God, you are the one that can raise them up, Father, right now in Jesus' name. They may have COVID, but God, we pray, God, that you would just kill every disease right now. God, raise them up, God, strengthen them again, God, comfort again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your will. See, God, we know what your word says. Said, by your stripes, we were healed. We are healed. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, for every sickness that's represented on this line. I pray, God, for delivering power, healing power, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. God, we thank you. We thank you for it. We believe you, God. God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. You know everyone. You know their circumstances. Healing. Let's send your word, God, and heal, God. Heal sick minds, sick bodies, sick spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen, God. Oh, my Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, for I feel the anointing. I know by your word, God, it's happening right now. We believe it right now, God. We receive your word, God. We've asking in faith, God. It's more than two or three of us on this phone, but God, we are touching. We are agreeing by faith, God. Hallelujah. You already told us the just shall live by faith. So God, even though all the different things come in our lives, God, even when challenges come in our lives, we know we can make it because you said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So God, I'm just praying. I am praying for your mercy. I'm praying, God, that your mercy would prevail. Oh, Father, that you would stir up the pure minds. Stir up the people, Lord, that they will have that hunger for you. That God, that there will be change from this night forward. A greater hunger, a greater thirst for you, Father. There's nobody like you, Lord. But we thank you for this opportunity that we can call on your name. You said, call on me, saith the Lord, and see won't I answer. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. So, God, we're calling on you, Lord. We call it on you for strength. Father, there are people who have lost loved ones. Strengthen their heart, God. Oh, my God, let the Holy Spirit comfort them, Father, like nobody else can comfort, Father. You let them know that you are with them always, even to the end of the world, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. God, we thank you because you keep your word. You honor your word. You watch it over your word to perform it. Now, God, help us to be obedient to your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus, allow us to be disciplined. God, in the areas where we need discipline, Father, help us, God. Each day, grow us up in you, Lord. We would be strength one for another, God. That we would be encouragement for each other. That the saints of God will pull together and love on each other. And then allow that love to extend, God, to other people, God, that they would receive the love of Christ. Oh, Father, you already told us if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And Father, I ask, if there's anyone on this line that does not know you as their personal Savior, that they would just pray this prayer. They would say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. Father, I repent of my sins. Father, I believe that you have sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, I ask, God, I ask that you would, I would repent, and Father, that I accept Jesus, your loving Son, as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe that. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. And God, we just praise you, God. Encourage your people. Allow people to grow up in you, God. Be standing and steadfast on your word. Oh, my God, I just pray that you encourage their hearts, Lord. Oh, God, that you would just mend us together, Lord. Help us to be on one accord, Father. And, Father, we ask for continued protection over your people, Father, over our children, over our homes, God. Oh, God, as we go about our daily lives, allow your protection. Oh, God, help us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, hide us, God, in your pavilion, under your wings, God. Help us to dwell there. Oh my God, even when our hearts are overwhelmed, God, help us to run to the rock. Hallelujah. That rock, Jesus, that's higher than I. Glory to God. We thank you right now. We are believing you. We are thanking you, Father. We thank you, Father, because we know that we are free tonight because you have set us free. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we will come in alignment to your word tonight. We thank you, God, for your patience, Lord. We thank you, God, that you will help us through every trial, through every tribulation, every disappointment. God, we know you are still in control. And Father, for that we give your name praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, and let all God's people say amen. Praise God, I've unmuted the lines, and let's give God the praise. Let's praise his name. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you feel so inclined, come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, praise him. That's what he wants us to do. Make a joyful noise as unto the Lord. Amen. God, I thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that you have your way tonight. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name, and we give your name praise. Amen. God, we thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can nobody do us like Jesus? Glory to God. And that we praise you. Father, we glorify you. You're worthy. You're worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. So we thank you for the answer. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Our spirits say yes, Lord. Our souls say yes. Yes, yes, yes to your word, God. Yes to your will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, praise God. As Pastor said last night, boy, our time has come and it's gone. But nevertheless, the God, I believe he has had his way here tonight. And I thank God for the word that he sent tonight. Thank God for every single one of you that have taken the time to come on the line, on that Dream Team prayer line. And I want you to continue to be blessed. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, all of our help, every bit of our help. It comes from the Lord. Praise God. So continue to be encouraged. In spite of all the bad news we hear, encourage yourself in the Lord. And as we encourage one another, just letting you know, we can make it. Amen? Amen. Yes. God bless you. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. God loves you more. And I just want you to continue to be blessed and be real for God. Amen. So until next week, we're going to say good night, and God bless you real good. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, no.
It's a different purpose.
Right now,